Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. It says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, purifies us from all sin." What a powerful scripture that we have today. I like what Hewitt wrote. He said, "How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light." My dear brothers and sisters, the call of the Holy Spirit this morning is that we will choose to walk in the light. And when we choose to walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And that's a beautiful thing. We have koinonia, the word fellowship. In Greek is koinonia. That means we walk together, we pray together, we build together, we, you know, are friends together, and we do things together for the glory of his name. That's what it means, walking in the light. And then the assurance of forgiveness of sins or purification, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin, cleanseth us from all sin. That means it's a present continuous tense. That means peradventure, if we fall in sin, or we have missed on God, or we have missed in our interpersonal relationship in the body of Christ, then the blood of Jesus is available to cleanse us. But we need to walk in the light. So what does that mean actually? Walking in the light means walking as Christ walked while here on earth, seeking to imitate his lifestyle in all that we do. When we walk in the light, our paths become illuminated and purposeful, and there is a glow of warmth and love in our lives that makes us want to care for the needs of others. This life of love is not merely a soft, sentimental feeling, but rather a life of action. Amen? Sometimes we as Christians seem to minimize this basic quality in our lives. We spend our time seeking the unusual and deep truths of the scriptures or arguing with those with whom we may differ. A life devoid of Christ's tender love for others, both fellow believers and non-believers, can negate much of our Christian witness. The Bible teaches that a life without love counts for nothing in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 1 to 3. So walking in the light is in the present tense. It is a new experience with God each day. It is always helpful to recall God's faithfulness and leading in the past. But our past blessings must always be blended into the present wonder of walking this day with the Lord. So I encourage you, consciously leave time in your busy schedule to be responsive to the needs of others, right? To fellowship with one another, to pray together. Today, we start fasting and praying for 3 days. Let's come together. Let's take time out and let's build one another. Let's build the church of Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." So we partner with Jesus in partnering in building the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given unto us. Lord, the breath of God is in our nostrils today, that we are in the land of the living, made for the purposes and the plans of God to propagate the gospel and to glorify the name of Jesus. That through our lives and our lifestyles, O Father God, that you will receive the preeminence and the glory. You will be well pleased with us. Abba Father, I pray you will fill our hearts with agape love. You will fill our bowels with compassion. You will fill our mind with the mind of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that Father, our Father God, going out and coming in, our rising up and sitting down, the work of our hands and everything that we do will bring glory and honor to your name, that you will be well pleased with us. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you. Father, this morning, lift up your flock into your hands. These are your people, bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Spirit. And I pray that you will perfect everything that concerneth their lives as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your grace and your glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, Lord. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I send forth your word of healing into their mind. And I pray that they'll be in good health and strength. I rebuke every manner of sickness and disease. Get out from their bodies and enter into them again no more. And Lord, I thank you for by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed. We were healed, your word says. And we thank you for it. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day, and I'll meet you for a prayer tonight. And God bless you. Bye for now.